Grace, mercy, and peace to you. From God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you just love potholes in the road? You love hearing that noise when you go over one. Thump. Oh, boy, yeah. So, do we try to avoid potholes? Ah, so there's potholes on roads. Where else there could be potholes in your life? What could be some of the potholes in your life? Loneliness?
Poor health?
Sadness? A bad grade at school? Children not listening to their parents? Parents fighting each other? Many different potholes that we go through. Many different potholes. And the biggest pothole is sin. It's almost just like not even a pothole anymore. It's a sinkhole. Driving along, and we all have gone down into that pothole, that sinkhole. And it's not just a thump-thump. It's a, ah! What are we going to do to get out of these potholes, to cover these potholes over? How are we going to cover them up? Where are we going to turn? Oh, there's plenty of places to turn. Oh, gambling, alcohol, sexual deviations. Go to the Barnes & Noble and go to where all those self-help books are. Yeah, we could use them. TV shows, movies are superstars. We will put our movie stars and our favorite athletes and our favorite teams up on a pedestal. Some of us might put the St. Louis Cardinals. Oh, I'll believe in them. They'll cover up my pothole. Some of us, it might be the Kansas City Chiefs. Other people know better, and it's the Green Bay Packers. I was expecting some boos at that one. Especially from the gentleman who preached for me last week, I thank you. Where do we turn to clear these potholes? Many times we look in the wrong places. And they do not do anything for us. They just make the potholes worse, the sinkholes worse, as we go down and down and down. We need something more real than all those that I just imagined. I'm not saying it's not okay to root for the Kansas City Chiefs or the St. Louis Cardinals or the Green Bay Packers or to enjoy movies or to have a favorite movie star. But to make them your idols is not covering up your potholes. We're trying to stay out of the potholes and get them covered up. We need something that is real. Something that is real. What is real? Something that is real would be something that is true. What is truth? Pilate asked Jesus. What is real? Bread and wine. That is real. water, and the wood, that is real. Bread and wine, water, and wood. That is real. That is truth. That is the truth that we have found. So, is sin going to get us out of those potholes? What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? And my wife says, meganoita. That's a Greek phrase that means by no means whatsoever. Sometimes I will ask her a question, and there's no hope that she will do it. Like when I was at seminary, could she take my clothes home and do my laundry and bring them back to the seminary? She said, meganoita. I dropped it. There were some summer students there taking Greek for the first time. Why'd you drop it so easy? Do you know what meganoita means? They said, no. It means, ain't no way, honey. Ain't going to happen. Are we to continue to sin in grace that grace may abound? Are we to continue to sin that grace may abound? No. Ain't no way. How can we who die to sin still live in it? Sin kills you. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. That means that our old sinful nature that we was born with has been drowned in the baptismal waters. Jesus Christ did not have to be baptized. He did not. He had no sin. Why was he baptized? For us. So that we can be connected to him through our baptism. And we be connected to him in his death. Okay, I like the part about connecting to him in his life. What's this about being connected to him through his death? That's because our old sinful nature died. Our old Adam died when we were baptized into Christ, with Christ. We were baptized, buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We have newness of life. Christ has given us newness of life. Remember I talked about rail, the bread and wine, Christ's body and blood. That's real. That's truth for our forgiveness. The water of baptism, that's real. But I also mentioned wood. Okay, I know water is connected with the sacrament. Body and blood is connected with the sacrament. What's this about wood? A splintery, gnarly tree being made into a cross where Jesus suffered and died a miserable death with the things, the spikes in the tree, tearing up his body, going into the cuts that he had from the beating and the whipping that he took, the crown of thorns thrust upon his head. He's dying a death like that. Why did he? Did he have to die that death? Yes. Because as God the Father said to him, you are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased. With you, because you are taking their sin upon themselves. and taking it to the cross. So, because he went through that agonizing death, our sins are forgiven. Our potholes have been covered over with his blood. Now, as we go through the newness of life, we're still going to have distractions. We're still going to... Satan is still running around trying to convince us that we don't have to do what God says. He's trying to say to us, did God say, if you eat of this fruit of that tree, you will surely die? Did you really believe that God went to the cross and died for you that you might live forever? Satan is saying that to us. But we turn, say, get away from me, Satan. I'm staying with Christ. He covered up my potholes with his blood. You ain't got nothing on him, Satan. He's defeated you. Because you know what? Besides being connected to him to his death, for one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Satan, Jesus defeated you. And then he descended into hell to laugh at you and say, ha ha, you lost, buddy boy. I won. And we won because Jesus Christ has covered up all our potholes, and we are now free to live in Christ. Can you think of anything more beautiful than that? That we are free to live in Christ, and that we know our sins are forgiven. It almost makes me want to go tell on the mountain, and over the hills and everywhere, what Jesus Christ has done for us. How he has come to save us, and how he is, through his death and resurrection, we are free to do what God wills us to do, which is to help others in the ways that God has prepared for us. And we could tell others, I know a way you could get that pothole covered up in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.